show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
This is what we normally do when we listen to music. Hey, Chuck, what are you doing?
Good morning, folks. This is your
How's the family?
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
Let's think about some
Legos,
man.
On this day in tech history.
Check.
And now, the news.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Where are all the DragonCon geeks?
Over there, in the media corner.
Hey, that was perfect.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here, your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama, the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. I am your host, Chuck Tomasi, live from We're off to a great start, live from DragonCon 2009. Yes! Yay! With me, as always, at my right hand, left hand, is my co-host, Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I'm doing good, man. I feel like I'm with my peach, man. At least, That's y'all's
cute. We got a great group. You guys rock. Both of you. Thank you for turning out. Everybody's been doing a great job. And we got a couple of things to go through tonight. This is not your usual Technorama, because our normal show where we're looking at pictures and making fun of people in costumes, that actually works this time, doesn't it?
No, yeah. We actually do that when we're home and safe.
Because these people might be the people in the costumes.
That's right, yeah.
What do you mean that was a bad Chewbacca?
Yeah.
Welcome to Technorama. This time, we are doing things a little differently. We've got two parts to the show. The first... Where's the remote?
I got it right here. Wait a minute. Come and speak.
Okay. Normally, in Technorama, as you're aware, as you've already seen from the speech impediment, sometimes things don't always go as you expect. We're operating wirelessly.
It wouldn't be Technorama without technical difficulties.
That's right.
That's right.
It wouldn't be Technorama without the technical difficulties. It just kind of lends to the atmosphere. How many of you are regular listeners, by the way? Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah.
One person claps.
I got some quarters and singles I'll give you.
And we were thinking about passing out name tags. Those of you who don't join us on Sunday nights for the live show and join us in the chat room, there's kind of a standing tradition where everybody changes their handles around, and I do a shout out to the chat room. So we thought, if you want to put on name tags and like swap them around or something, so you can be Mary down here and you know, the lady in the back can be Dave. That'd be fun. We'll give you a shout out.
Yeah, that's right.
So things do go wrong. So Craig came up with the graphic for the Technorama fail whale. You recognize that? Next.
Hey, wait a minute. All right, two things. I want to remind everybody. Later on, after the show, I wouldn't say celebrating, but we're commemorating the Star Trek: The Enterprise experience rather that closed down in Vegas last year. And by doing that, a year later, I'm finally finishing the video we shot there. So.
I pay him too much.
So it's about 45 minutes. We'll play it after our show. And y'all are all welcome to stay and check it out. It's behind the scenes, how they did all that stuff, all the rides. It's a lot of fun.
See, we are the last show, so you don't have to clear out after an hour. There's no one kicking us out.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. We'll be here till 2 a.m.
We do have to put this room back the way we found it, is what Swoopy told us.
Oh, yeah.
She won't remember.
All right. And one other thing I want to tell everybody, I tried my best to add some special effects to the show to kind of pump things up, you know, and I thought, what should I add? So, you know, something that was kind of controversial in a recent movie, I thought might be good in ours. So, I, as soon as I can. Hold on. Wait a minute.
William is IR opaque.
Yeah. No, it's not IR, it's RF.
He's RF opaque too.
There.
Wait. Hey, guy, I had a lens flare.
So, we've got lens flares. How many of you were at the Shatner Nimoy thing this morning? And they, was it DragonCon TV that pointed out how many times there's lens flares in the new Star Trek movie? Craig was inspired.
Yeah, I was inspired while Chuck was napping while I was working on the show. So
he's not lying.
So there you go. So, all right. So you ready?
Ready. Still ready.
Fail. Okay, I see how this is going to be.
All right, we'll just have...
Here you go.
Anybody, veterans or serve in the military forces? Let's give a great big applause for the people who make this such a great country, make podcasting and Dragon Con a reality so that we can do that. We appreciate that very much. Thank you. And now it's working.
Yes, it's working.
Okay. We need your help. This is the part of the show where you get to contribute. This is better than the live chat room. We are making a list of geek fails. A couple of them we have here are Iron Man in paper. And Han Solo encased in aluminum foil.
Aluminumite. All right, I put up a few in here, and some of them are kind of obvious, but to kind of give you an idea, and y'all are going to help us out here in a minute. So this is where we need your help. First one, that's hilarious.
Does that look like the Heroes icon?
Yeah. Jar Jar, of course, that's a big fail right there. Fox.
Are you getting the idea?
Okay. There you go.
Feel free, Windows ME, feel free to run with this. Anybody, I'll take it around. Raise your hand. Who's got a fail they want to mention? Not everybody all at once. Tom.
Microsoft Bob.
Bob. Score.
Yes.
Anyway, was there one over here? No. Thought it was, we got one in the back.
Don't hurt
Virtual
yourself.
Boy.
Virtual Boy. Wait. You got to explain Virtual Boy to me. Hang on. I'll come around the back side. What is Virtual Boy and why is it a fail?
It was Nintendo's attempt at a 3D video game system where you basically had to sit there with on a desk, crouched over like you're praying and staring at a black and red screen so that you could play a game which had depth in it with
not to make your eyes bleed.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right.
That was about it.
It made your eyes bleed?
That's a feature, not a bug.
What else? Anybody? Great fails. Technical. Oh. Comedic. Oh, speaking of comedic. Oh, God.
HD, DVD.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Wow. Can we throw beta in there as well?
No, because I still have a beta.
Yeah.
Still got a beta.
Yeah. It's continually in beta.
What else? Anybody? We're just having fun here.
Matrix sequels.
Oh,
yeah. That left a mark.
I can think of a few other sequels that should be thrown in that bucket. Yeah. Aren't those in the $1.99 bin at the grocery store?
I got one for you. Wing Commander, the movie.
Yeah. Mansquito?
Sci-fi Saturday.
Yeah, Sci-Fi Saturday.
You know what? I found out we're competing, speaking of cinematic, we're competing against MST3K Cinematic Titanic and the Klingon karaoke. So if anybody starts singing, get out.
Yeah.
Any others? All right.
All right. Okay, I guess we're down
Thank you.
Them all. Thank you, guys.
Too undercaffeinated.
Undercaffeinated? I got a little bit of coffee left.
It's Friday night. It's 10 o'clock. You guys ought to be all pumped up.
I have 3 hours sleep.
And your point is?
Yeah, that's right.
Good
all
luck
right.
with that. That's about all you're going to get this weekend.
Yeah. You're in college. What are you?
You're
all right.
You'll bounce back.
Oh, there you go.
Lens flare. You didn't need. You need special eyewear for this version.
All
okay,
right.
We have a special panel. Most of whom don't know they're on the panel.
That's why it's special.
Special in that way. I would like to ask Clinton Alvord from Comedy Forecast to come up and join us at the special panel table.
Yeah. Here, take the name tags.
There's a candy dish.
Candy crank.
Yeah.
And complimentary water. Dave Slusher, would you honor us? They have no idea.
Yeah.
And Thomas Gideon, a.k.a. Command Line.
Surprise. Here's a tip. Yay. Oh, wait, nobody's set running the board.
Yeah, and that would be different from Technorama How?
Yeah.
You wonder why there's those big, long pauses in our show. That's where I'm going, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. This is actually fun. All I get to do is think about stuff to say. All right, Technorama-rama. Was anybody at the New Media Expo 2 years ago when we did our only live show?
Steve.
Steve was our roadie, and Kyle and Clinton was there. So they kind of know what's going on. Now, you guys shouldn't be able to see the screen,
right? Yeah, I'm
going to
stay right here. Here. Yeah, I'll block
we are going to play kind of our version of What's My Line. We will show a famous geek icon on the screen. Yeah. I'm going to turn the screen a little bit more. There. The studio audience should be able to see it, and according to the angle of attack, yeah, pretty good. We will put a famous icon geek on the screen, and please don't shout it out or give them overt clues, but if you want to be subtle about it, a couple of years ago, we had Thomas Edison on the screen, and we had Linda Mills from Podcast User Magazine in the back flashing the lights on and off. Crack me up.
All right.
And we will put a geek icon up here. We are going to pick a contestant from the audience at random. So everybody look under your chair, and if there's a punch card under there with a 1, 2, or 3 on it, feel free to look at your neighbor's chair also if it's empty. You might even want to go scouting around. There's three of them out there.
You might want to go outside.
The lucky
there might
contestants.
Be a few outside the door. No.
Anybody? Come on. Anybody? They're out there.
Wait, where's my camera? This is kind of cool.
This is fun. And we have to... Did I tell you we have to put the room back the way we found it?
Yeah. All the chairs are turned over and...
Come on. Put them out there.
This is like the worst episode of Oprah ever.
Yeah. You want a new car.
I believe it's right in front of you, sir. Second row.
My gosh, we
they're
got
just
point
tucked
it out
up under that front bar.
Warmer.
There you go.
Yeah, warmer, okay, there. And I believe there's one. Nope. Did you find one back here? It's back there, and I think there's one over on this side. And
I hope
right
they didn't
the
pick
back.
Them up when they picked up the trash.
Well, that would be strange. Oh, oh, we got the number two. We still haven't found number one?
I thought it was going to be, audience, you've been punked.
Rawr.
Rawr.
We'll go with what we've got. Madam, with number two, come on up.
Oh, crap.
No,
you're
you
a
get
podcaster, get up here.
All right, Craig, would you like to show the first geek icon?
Expect
right.
nothing, I just left the bar.
Oh. That makes it even more fun.
All right.
Come on upstage.
Come on, come on.
Your come on, Viv.
Come on.
On the stage, on the stage.
Are you
and
ready?
Your name is?
Viv.
Viv, where are you from?
Virginia.
Yeah, anybody else from Virginia?
My husband.
Your husband.
Virginia in the house!
All right, Craig, first geek. Geek number one is?
For those of you playing at home, geek number one is Adam Savage.
Can you all right. see who that is? Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, all our panel is going to do is ask yes or no types of questions, unless they have a name to throw out there, which okay. would be a yes or no answer, I guess. And we're going to get it up to 10. If you can stump them with just answering yes or no questions, it's pretty easy. You win a prize. How's that sound?
Cool.
We don't have any cars or anything, but and there's no curtains, but trust me, it's something that I think everybody can use.
Okay.
All right. Panelist number one, Thomas, do you have a question?
Did he invent an earthquake machine?
No.
No. Damn it.
Not to my knowledge.
All right.
Good answer. Dave?
Is the person American?
I believe so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Is the person living?
Yes.
Yeah. Keep them going. Go back.
I'll get about 10 questions.
I'm trying to think yes or no. Does the person work in film?
No.
Hey.
Well,
no. I don't know.
I'm calling it a yes.
Film.
Judges.
Yes. Judges. Yes.
The audience says yes. Okay.
I'm sorry. I forgot I wasn't supposed to say anything.
Is the person funny?
Yes. Very much so.
Clint, don't think too hard.
is a person in commercials?
Oh. I've seen.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
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 You're not supposed to answer either.
I'm agreeing with the audience.
Okay. Yes.
Sure. We eliminate Schnatch.
I defer to Swoopy.
All right.
can I give the panel a hint of a good question to ask?
Sure, we're open for anything at this show.
Ask if that person is here at the convention.
Yeah, that's key.
Is this person here at the convention?
He's American and at the convention.
Yeah. Strangely, yes.
That narrows it down to what, 400 people?
Well, unless you count attendees, yeah.
Does this person have green blood?
I would have to say no.
But you never know.
We have to look
when
up his records.
When you're filled with that much awesome, it could be green blood. Yeah.
Stand back here.
So was this person on a television show?
Yes.
Aha. How many? Wasn't there like 12?
45. 45 questions.
45. 45 sounds good.
And a half.
Two more.
45 and a half.
Did this person kill vampires?
No.
Are you sure about that?
unless I missed an episode.
That's all right.
Does this person or does this character portrayed by this person have emotion?
Wait, what?
I'm not sure where his mind still is.
Can you? What?
I'm being too cryptic.
Yes. Bar.
Did they play a person with pointy ears?
No.
We'll end with Clinton.
Is the person bald?
Hard to tell from the picture, but
predominantly.
So. No,
Picture.
Maybe, yeah, balding. I would say balding.
Any guesses? Throw one, a wild one out there.
Mike Hogan?
You're out. Okay. No. Sorry, you're in.
Velociraptor.
David?
Patrick Stewart?
Oh, you know that was Patrick Stewart until about an hour ago. So close.
Patrick
Very
Stewart has
guess.
20 years, though. That's sort of.
True.
Sort of.
And he's still
vampire. And he's Clinton? Not American, so.
I'll go with lovely Bill Shatner.
He's lovely? No, swing and a miss.
And he's not
all
balding.
Very good guesses.
Well. He wavered on balding. That's what I was
Yeah, there's debate about a rug. Audience, the answer is?
Adam Savage.
Oh.
Viv.
Yes.
Thank you for playing. I would like to offer you a
now
token
I get your
of our
clue.
Appreciation.
What commercial
is that?
Thank you so much.
Yay.
Did we find any of the other tags?
I stumped command line.
Yo! Whoa!
Oh. Velociraptor.
I've been stumping them all weekend.
Nobody found Craig. The other ones? They're going to turn up at some business convention. People are going to be in here learning Excel or something going, what the heck is that?
Are we supposed to use these?
Wait, those are the two cards they're supposed to be looking for.
No, they're not. Oh. This is the ending 101.
Wait a second. Adam Savage did invent an earthquake machine. It didn't work.
Yeah, we kind of waffled on the earthquake machine.
The Tesla episode.
Right. Somebody else.
Number two.
Wait a minute.
Number one.
If you can
number
think
one.
Of the number I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Is it between something and something?
Oh, yeah.
101.
Yeah. You're a guessing game with no parameters.
426,422.
And a half.
That was scary.
That was good. All right. Who's next? We can't find the card, so.
That's sad.
Come on,
it.
Sir. Come on up.
Come on,
oh, raise your hand. Yay. There's prizes involved. How can you not raise your hand?
Battling these razor sharp minds. You're a brave man.
Yeah.
Sir, tell us your name and where you're from.
Jason, originally from California, living in Jacksonville.
Yay!
Are you having a good time?
Oh, I'm having an awesome time.
What do you like about Dragon Con?
All the people dressing up and everyone having fun, being themselves.
Have you been here before?
It's the first time.
Me too.
Yeah.
And they asked us to do this right out of the gate.
They'll learn. All right, you ready?
Notes back there.
Yeah. Jason, geek number two. Take a peek at the screen.
For those of you playing at home, it's Robbie the Robot. Oh.
Do you know
that
who this
be
is?
Good news for
Wait a minute,
us.
I want to give something away. There's no pointy ears.
There's no pointy ears. What about green blood?
Okay. Panel, begin the questioning.
We'll start with Dave this time.
Is the person here?
Actually, no.
They had to think about it.
Yeah. Mm. Is the person alive?
That's a no.
No.
Was the person ever alive?
Question. No.
Does that make it easy for you?
Is the person some form of puppet?
No.
You can tell by the crowd reaction.
Whoa. Back up here.
All right.
Is the audience in agreement that the person is or is not a puppet?
I'm sorry, that's two questions. Move on.
So that's a no?
Judge's call.
I think it's like half and half.
Half and half.
Half. Oh. So we're talking a Master Blaster kind of thing.
You Master Blaster.
Let's say
who rules Bada Town?
Didn't have strings. How about that?
Didn't have strings.
Not as in a puppet.
I'm a real boy. Yippee!
And it wasn't his nose that was growing.
Good night, folks.
Yeah.
Totally took the panel on a wrong path there.
Is this a movie character?
Yes.
Is it a computer animated movie character?
No.
Is this a recent movie character?
No.
Is this a robot?
He's got a check!
I got a check! No, yes!
Just answer it. That's a yes.
It's a yes.
You, sir, are Technorama material.
Let's say human.
Is it a humanoid robot?
No.
Oh, well, actually.
He doesn't wear pants, if that's what you want to know.
Yes, actually, yes.
It's a humanoid. Not he. Okay.
Humanoid.
Humanish.
Humanish.
What defines
humanish?
What kind
of question is that?
It doesn't look humanish.
I'm detecting humanish life form on this planet.
Was this robot reused across multiple series and movies?
Yes.
Oh, I think you have it.
Next.
I think Clinton nailed this one. I think Robbie. Yeah.
You can take a guess at any time.
Can't wait. Well, let's go. Let's go for Robbie. Is it Robbie the robot?
Yes!
All right.
It is Robbie the robot.
Jason, even though they got the answer, I'm still giving you a prize for your
got him on the stock footage.
Verification of a robot.
Yay!
Got him with the stock footage.
Actually, Chuck gave that away with the arm.
Velociraptor.
Good job.
Can't stump him with the Pinocchio reference, obviously.
Well,
all right.
Do we have our third and final contestant?
First one to raise up their
Mark.
Hands. Mark.
Christiana Ellis.
Young lady in the brown shirt.
Christiana Ellis. Yeah. Woo!
Good evening.
Good evening.
Your name is?
Christiana Ellis.
Christiana! All right. Hey, I got to get your autograph. I've got this thing about autographs.
Not now.
Later, Chuck.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right, are we ready?
We got celebrities. Thank you. All right, and our final geek number three is...
For those of you playing at home, the third geek is Dean Haglund from The X-Files.
Oh. Ooh. Would
have been funnier if he had shown up.
Yeah, don't worry.
Yeah.
Do you know this celebrity, Christiana?
Yes.
Okay. That makes this easier.
Panel, you may begin.
Is this person living?
Yes.
Always with the easy questions.
Gotta start broad and narrow it down. Is this geek known for film?
Yes.
Sort of.
Uh-oh. Not another one of these.
It's a lot of interpretation for the yes and no questions, aren't they?
He is humanish, by the way.
He's humanish.
Bipedal.
Is the person female?
No.
I'm not going to answer.
at least as far as
I might be burning a question. There are one of them.
Is this person a director?
No.
Is this person's fame recent?
No.
Define recent.
I'll say in the past 30 years.
30 years?
20.
30?
Yes.
Yes.
How about broad?
Well, they're living.
They're living.
Yeah. So, yes, in that context.
Dave?
He's thinking.
Oh.
Is this person a ham bone?
Yeah, I think so.
Thanks. Glad you answered that one.
Shatner, actually. How could they not? He's on the table.
He's on the table.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going
to... I'm sorry, your time is up. Move on.
We're going to take a guess. I feel like deja vu. I've been here before. Is it Bill?
No.
Define Bill.
No, as in Gates?
They are.
Gates. Has this person also done television?
Yes.
Not sure that helps.
No, you got to answer like this.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
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 Yeah, if you want to call it that.
Is this person comedic?
Yes.
Can I add to that? Very comedic.
Very comedic.
No, you can't.
Yeah, no. Too late.
Peanut gallery.
Take it back.
A geek. A geek.
Don't pay attention to the chat room.
Jim Carrey is the Riddler.
I'm sorry, whose turn was it?
Clinton's. Dave asked the comedic question.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What did Swopey ask earlier?
Oh.
Are they here?
And Greg, do you really want to do this?
Oh, no.
That's good.
Is this person at the convention?
Is he?
Yes.
Yes.
Maybe, right?
Yeah. Maybe.
Oh. Is it?
Let's define that.
Well, if you take that theory where there's only one electron in the universe and it's going all over the place,
Mike Nelson,
I won't get that deep.
Trace.
Is this person known for talking over films on television?
No.
Damn. That's...
Funny people are there here?
Hello.
Oh, no. Is it? Is it?
Is it?
Hey, this is a closed book.
Yeah. I call shenanigans.
You can elbow him, Clinton.
Yeah.
Have we stumped the panel? Wild guess.
Adam West.
Who?
He was here in years past.
He was here last year.
Crap.
No, I don't believe Adam West is here.
Has he ever been?
I think he just keeps a room in the Hilton.
Yeah. Like Elvis.
Is that a guess?
Is
that your final answer?
That's my final
answer. Is it Paul Lind?
I'll take Paul Lind for the block.
Next year we're doing match game.
We're getting pantomime from the audience.
I know. We're being fed clues that I don't know.
Snoopy's in the back making one. One is the loneliest number.
But two can is be it one.
Three dog
night. Three dog
night. Three dog night.
Yeah, they're hysterical.
Yeah.
And they're here.
One
X.
Is the loneliest.
They're live
and,
actors.
And
group.
Three dogs.
Mark is signaling low flying planes over here.
Is it Dean Haglund?
Yeah.
Whoa.
There you go.
I should have known that one. Come on out, Dean. Right?
Yeah, I'll be there. See,
I'll be there.
Tom was in her room.
Oh, see, it's true. They're talking about, I bet we can get Dean Haglund to come out.
We were on the Walk of Fame. Thank you, Christiana.
That was a tough one.
I guess.
Well, it's sort of.
Well, the loan and the gun and the X Files. I wasn't getting X Files from the X. I'm thinking
totally
like Wolverine.
Dog
I'm like Professor X. I'm like what X?
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. Cross your heart. I don't.
Cross your heart.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for playing, everybody.
Right, are we done?
We're done.
Yeah.
We're
thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
And does that bring us to the end?
Just about. Oh, wait, Lensflare.
Lensflare.
There you go.
All right. Those of you who don't know, we always close out our show with a binary high five. And binary high five, disregarding last year's discussion in the chat room, whatever it was, is 1, 0, and 1. So at the end of the show, I would like you to all say in unison, 1, 0, 1. Can we practice that? It's like Spanish.
Practice it.
Repeat after me.
Uno, zero, uno, zero, uno.
I think I saw two.
never mind, we'll get there.
All right, well, that's it. Right.
Thank you for this special edition of Technorama. Thank you all for coming to DragonCon Live.
Yay! And a big binary high five.